During a public apology yesterday, Lautenschlager said she wanted to be treated like other public employees caught driving a state vehicle while intoxicated. Governor Doyle says her self-imposed penalty should not only fit the crime, but the prominent position of the offender.
She should impose somewhat higher consequences on herself by holding the position of Attorney General to a higher standard. Obviously, it's a position that I care deeply about.
Prior to becoming governor, Doyle was Attorney General for several terms. As a supervisor of the Justice Department, he recalled at least one employee was drunk while driving a state vehicle. Doyle doesn't recall the punishment, but state employees can be fired. He does not have the authority or desire to suspend the publicly elected Lautenschlager from her job, but does think working some time without pay would be a good idea.
She is elected by the people of Wisconsin to be Attorney General, so I think she has to perform those duties. I think the question we're talking about here is whether there should be a period of time that she would not be paid for those duties, and that's what I think she has to deal with.
Groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving have called for first offense OWI to be a criminal instead of civil violation. Governor Doyle supported this in the past, but now wants to leave the law as it is, because first offenders are required to get treatment if they're determined to have a problem. State transportation records show most of the drunk driving convictions are first offenders. In 2002, there were nearly 34,000 drunk driving convictions. 21,000 of those were drunk drivers caught for the first time. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.